Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni, joined by Cody Thompson, my co-host. Hey, Cody.
Hey, Pat.
How are things?
Things are good. Good to be on another podcast here. Looking forward to it.
Yep. Never gets old. We got Tracy. Hey, Tracy Noble. How you doing?
Hey, Pat. How are you?
Just fine. Good to have you. Matt, our engineer, is online. He's muted because he's in trouble. No, I'm just teasing. He doesn't want to be on the podcast. We love having him on. Okay. So, Cody, what's our topic today?
Okay. Today, we're talking about the 20-minute meeting. 20-minute challenge.
The 20-minute challenge, which is the 20-minute meeting.
Yeah.
Right? It's not one of those TikTok or YouTube things like the 20-minute challenge, pour a bucket of ice over your head, those kind of things. Matt teased us. It sounded like that. The 20-minute challenge is a very simple tactical idea that we want everybody listening to go out and try. And that is, it is a shock how much you can accomplish in a meeting in a short period of time when you know you've only got 20 minutes and you sit down and go, let's see what we can get done. It is, we have amazed ourselves over and over and over how so often we get more done in those 20-minute meetings than we do than when we spread it out over an hour or 2 hours and schedule it and all those other things. So why is that? Tracy, why do you think the 20-minute meeting can be more effective than others?
Gosh, you know what, Pat? I think when you first came up with this idea, I was super skeptical. And I thought there's no way. We can't accomplish much in 20 minutes. There's no way. And you forced us to try it. And let me tell you, I think our energy is way more focused. It's a focused energy. And I think we get to the heart of whatever we're talking about faster. And it's really transformed the way we work together.
I think that my biggest convincing point of this came one day about 8 months ago when we were doing something and we were like, oh, we were supposed to have a meeting today. Oh, somebody said, I have to leave. I think you had to leave. Like, I have to leave in 20 minutes. And I said, and so it's like, okay, let's spend the next 20 minutes figuring out we can find another hour to do this. And then I thought, why don't we just meet right now and see what we can come up with?
Mm-hmm.
And so we did. And that's where the teamwork trifecta came. That's where we figured out where working genius fit within the ideal team player and the 5 dysfunctions of a team. And we were like, how did we figure that out in 20 minutes? We wouldn't have figured that out if we'd given ourselves a half a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I think that one of the reasons we don't do this is we have this preconceived notion of what meetings have to be. Like, first of all, you have to schedule them. That's one of the things, like, oh, let me send out some availability so we can get this on the calendar for next week. That's terrible. And then you have this idea of like, it has to be a certain length in order for it to be considered a meeting. And so you have to kind of disabuse yourself of those two ideas so that you can say, hey, we can actually have a really productive conversation in 20 minutes. That if we just kind of wade through the things that make it take too much time anyway, we can arrive at very productive conclusions in less time than we thought we could.
And we've found this again and again and again, which is why we're doing a podcast about it, not because it's like some random thing. Like earlier this week, we had everybody in the company together. And we at the beginning of the 2 days we were together, we listed like 12 things that we should talk about. We said, okay, we're never going to talk about all of these. So we picked the top 3. And we allocated a few hours to each of those. But then we said, let's then see what we can do in 20 minutes around a host of the other ones.
Yep.
And we got just as much done in the 20-minute meetings as we did in the 2-hour meetings.
Absolutely.
Isn't that crazy?
And honestly, it's just about getting that level of clarity. Because most of the time what you're doing is, it's not a working session. You're inventing and discerning what the right thing to do is. And so it can actually set the marching direction for the meetings after that or the work after that. Oftentimes it just feels like we need a whole plan versus we need some swim lanes and we can start moving in the right direction. And then down the road, you can have another meeting that pushes the ball even further.
Right. And I think that's one of the keys to this is if you went into that 20-minute meeting thinking, we are never going to talk about this issue again, and this is the final say, I think we'd all be kind of panicked, like 20 minutes. But if you say, hey, let's just get as much done as we can in that 20 minutes, and there's no pressure, it's crazy how much progress can be made. Because you're like, well, if we don't get anything done in the 20 minutes, we'll have to meet again. Sometimes we're at the end of that 20 minutes, we're like, I think we're done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's funny is I find when I've observed why our 20-minute meetings work and why some other meetings don't is when you have this time crunch, it creates sort of like a mini crisis in a way, like, right. Oh, we have to get to some decision. It automatically eliminates any of the superfluous. I'm going to mess up a word every podcast just so that there's a
I love
there's
it.
More my wife can laugh at.
Today's word, superfluous.
Superfluous. But what it does is, you know how when you have a meeting, people get into the room and then they're like, can you introduce yourself and where you're at in the organization? You spend the first 15 minutes just like telling people where you're coming from and all that. When you only have 20 minutes, it just says, what are the most important pieces of information and what should we be making decisions around?
That's
kind of
so
just
true.
Immediately cuts the fat out of that meeting.
Those meetings that start that way seem so uninspired. When you start that way, you just lose so much of the momentum and the excitement.
Yeah. You know, I agree. I wonder this. I'm just thinking out loud here. I wonder if every meeting isn't a 20-minute meeting. It's just we stretch it out into... Like if you have a 2-hour meeting, you have a certain amount of energy you have. And it's like, well, we're going to be here for 2 hours. So let's just peanut butter out this energy over 2 hours. And if you know that you're only going to be there 20 minutes, maybe you just take all of that energy and you get it into that amount of time. Now, this might provoke somebody to say, well, why not have a 10-minute meeting? And I think if you smash it into too small, you're going to implode. You know, it's like, we don't even have enough time to hear each other. But there's something about 20 minutes, which, you know, it's funny because my wife is going to this new workout program, and she said the key to it is that they do 3 different exercises for 20 minutes. She goes, I can do anything for 20 minutes, but if it were an hour of any one of those or even a half hour, she goes, I think I'd probably opt out. So maybe there's something to this. We can hang in there for 20 minutes and keep our energy up.
I think we get ADD, like we just get distracted. If it's beyond 20 minutes, I think our brains, they get tired or they... you know, you're distracted. So keep it at 20 minutes. And I think we're all functioning kind of on all cylinders that way.
Yeah, you're right.
It's funny. Amy used to say that thing about, you know, work expands to the time that is allotted. In other words, like no matter how much time you have allotted, you'll expand the work to fill that time. And the same is true. I don't know that it's just a phenomenon around meetings. It's like when we're at home, and that we have 10 minutes before the kids' bedtime. There's 2 ways of thinking about that. Either one is we can't possibly clean up this whole mess in 10 minutes. So let's just wait till we have more time and the kids are down and we'll clean up the mess. And the second is let's just see how much of a dent we can make in this mess right before the kids go down. And the truth is, if we do it and we just sort of like grab and it's not perfect, but at the end of that 10 minutes, you have 90% of it done and you don't feel like this huge burden after the kids are down.
You know, I think it's true. And I think that you use the optimal word, perfect. If we make the perfect the enemy of the good, and I think that's what we do too often. It's like, well, we need 2 hours to do this. Just last Tuesday, so we need to redesign our website. If you can go to our website, we like it, but the tabs at the top are not the right categories anymore because we're doing so many new things that aren't represented there. So normally we'd say, well, we should have a 2-hour meeting to go over this. And we would sit there and go, well, let's do a bunch of research and let's make it perfect. And earlier this week, we said, okay, we got 20 minutes. Let's talk about it. We got the most important things fixed. But if we had had 2 hours, we would have probably stretched the entire conversation out. And I don't think the solution would have been better. In fact, it might have been worse because we might have overthought it.
Yeah. You know, I'm sitting here listening and thinking that our listeners are probably thinking, there's no way this could happen at my organization. The impromptu nature of it, the fact that we're trying to get to decisions in 20 minutes. I will say this, one of the things that I think maybe serves us well is how many times, I've been here 7 years, I'm not sure we've ever had a meeting that had a PowerPoint deck. Not one time in my entire, but I think that the PowerPoint deck just completely, if you have a PowerPoint deck, you're probably not having a 20-minute meeting. That just takes the meeting in an entirely new direction. So I think that there's these elements, like these artifacts that we bring into our meetings that make them necessitate them to be longer than they should be.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there was something else I was thinking about. We were talking about this earlier, and that is think about an NFL football game. Halftime is 15 minutes long. When you're watching it, when you're at the game, it seems longer, but it's only 15 minutes. And it's during halftime that coaches go in and figure out how to change their game plan, and they come out in the second half and it's a lot better. They have all week to prepare for the game. I bet they get more done in 15 minutes in between the second quarter and the third quarter than if they had 6 days to prepare, because there's something about the urgency and the perspective and the energy that they have there. And I think we got to bring that same kind of attitude to the workplace as well.
Yeah. Pat, do you think this virtual world that we're living in makes it harder to do that?
Ooh. No, you know something? I'm not sure that I'm thinking about this out loud, so I could be wrong. I'm inventing here, not galvanizing. Mm-hmm. I think there's something about people not wanting to be on a virtual call, like on a Zoom call for longer, mm-hmm. that actually has made us get a little bit better at focusing.
Yep.
You know? And so maybe we've learned how to kind of condense things a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I would say that I'm guessing I've learned more about the importance of a 20-minute meeting in the midst of all this than I knew before.
Yeah.
So maybe but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe tomorrow I'll think about it and I'll have a different idea.
Well, I think the one of the underlying implications of that question is actually this might be the antidote to bad virtual meetings. Is like they're actually a long virtual meeting is worse than a long in-person meeting.
That's so true.
And then people start doing email on their, they're trying to make sure that their eyes don't look like they're doing email or that you can't hear their keyboard. But if you go into a meeting on Zoom and you say, hey, listen, I just need your attention for 20 minutes. We're going to try to get as far as we can in 20 minutes. That's probably the way to increase engagement and have better meetings rather than doing the PowerPoint slide deck and people meandering into the Google universe as opposed to staying on task. I think if we could figure out a way to say, hey, listen, we're going to try to get as far as we can, or maybe it's you have 60 minutes blocked, but you say we're doing 20 minutes on this topic, 20 minutes on this topic, and 20 minutes on this one, that actually might improve meetings right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think the key is for people listening to this, it's just go do it. Because I do remember that day, Tracy, I said, let's go talk for 20 minutes. And you were kind of like, what are we going to get out of 20 minutes? And that's when we figured out the trifecta, which has changed our business.
Absolutely. And now I'm such a huge believer in this 20-minute meeting. I feel like all the meetings we have now are 20 minutes.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
I wish Bo was on this podcast because Bo, at his previous job, we talked about 20-minute meetings. And he may have learned this from somewhere else, but we influenced it a little bit. He went out and bought different hourglass timers. And he had a 15-minute, a 10-minute, and a 20-minute hourglass timer. And so he would actually physically turn the timer over in front of the table when he's having these meetings to try to force fit these meetings into shorter time frames. And I do think that what you mentioned, Pat, earlier is like, when we say 20-minute meeting, we don't mean exactly 20 minutes. You know, like there are meetings when we get through 20 minutes, we're like, actually, we kind of need 10 more. But even the paradigm we went in with got us farther in that first 20 minutes, and we can allocate more time. So it's not about being precise or perfect, but it is about trying.
You know, it's really kind of creating your posture. Both, and I mean this in more like a mental, your attitude, but even your physical one. If you go into a meeting that's going to be an hour, you're leaning back, you're sitting there, your feet are up, you're like, how's it going? You're shooting the stuff, you know? Whereas if it's a 20-minute meeting, you're kind of leaning forward, go, let's do this, you know?
Yeah.
Let's figure this out. And nobody is just kind of burning time off the clock. So I want to encourage people out there to go out and find a topic and allocate 20 minutes to it and see how much you get done and let us know how that goes. We love to hear stories.
And this podcast can't go any longer because if we had a more than 20-minute podcast on a 20-minute meeting, I think we would have violated the whole purpose here, you know?
Exactly. So that's what the 20-minute challenge is, the 20-minute meeting. Go out and do it. Let us know how it goes. And we will talk to you next week on At the Table. Thanks for joining us. God bless.